Yeah, I mean they played great. For guys playing different spots, spots they haven't normally played, and it was big for us. I mean, the way that we were able to run the ball, the way they were moving guys, it was big. I thought they played great today. I mean, obviously we're trusting our guys to get the job done, but you just never know until you get into the game. And I thought our guys did a really good job.
You also finally have Joe back in there, then he's out again, and then Gio steps up, and that's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, we trust Gio so much. Gio is he's really good, and so I'm happy for him to have the production that he did today. He played great, and again, like I said, I'm happy for him to be in there and get that done.
He said he was supposed to go down at the one on that last touchdown. Were you glad to see him actually take it in?
Get the points. Obviously, the game could have been over at that point, but it was open. So, yeah, I guess I'm happy for him, even though I guess we could have ended the game a little earlier.
Is there any part of you that flashed back to last Christmas Eve when Randy went out there for that 51-yard field goal?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. He hit it, and I mean, great job by him. We trusted he's going to make it, and he did.
The touchdown pass to CJ, I think Trey Hopkins was in motion out there. Is there any chance that you can audible and throw the ball to him?
We tried to get him split out wide. We tried to do different things with him just to try to get him the ball. But no, CJ made a great catch. Yeah, no. I mean, he was my first option, and he did a good job of getting across the field and getting open.
Andy, that locker room sounded like a team that had just clinched the playoffs. Can you describe the atmosphere in there?
Yeah, I mean, after the last couple of weeks, not playing the way we wanted to, for us to get a win at home, last home game, all that kind of stuff, it feels good. Right before Christmas, there's a lot of happy people in the locker room, as we should be. Yeah, I mean, we want as many people here as we can, and we're thankful for all the fans that showed up and supported us. And so, obviously, it is Christmas Eve. There's a lot going on, but the fans that were here, they're the loyal ones, and we're thankful for them.
So, the atmosphere and everything about it, you would say, oh, maybe this would be a reason to not see that effort, but the type of effort and energy that you guys brought, is there sort of a point of pride in all of that, considering all the circumstances surrounding us to come out and play the way you guys did, as sort of a point of pride for the entire team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said earlier in the week, we've got two games left, and we're going to try to win two. And so guys came to play. There's obviously ups and downs in the game, but we stayed the course and were able to finish this one out how we wanted to. And so we got one more to do it.
Andy, I saw you with your family down on the field before the game. It's Christmas Eve, big win. How great is that? Can you just talk about the blessing that you feel at this particular point?
Yeah, I think it's a major blessing to just be able to play this game and to have that moment down there on with my family, Christmas Eve. It was great. And so, there's a lot to be thankful for. Blessed to be in the position that I'm in. And so it's fun to have moments like that where you can share it with your family. And regardless of the outcome of the game, win or lose, you always have them. Everybody's got their family in this locker room, and it's great to have their support.